Motherfuckers, guess who's back?
Yep, again, late as shit.
That's CPT time. Fukuoka Fat Guys, episode 29.
Yep, 29.
Yeah.
It's like leap year.
Oh, man. Once again, we are sorry for the erratic schedule, but it's going to be like this for a good part of the summer.
No, I just thought it's forever going to be like this.
It's not going to be like this forever.
Dude, when are we ever like consistent with anything?
Honestly, we have been really fucking good with getting these shits on time. And fuck you, dude. You haven't been here doing this shit with me? Or? Oh, man.
I've been here. I know we're like fucking late.
Oh, man. Either way, yeah. We've been out camping again. We were out three days, four nights.
Yeah.
No. Three nights, 4 days. Sorry.
Something like that.
Yeah. And
we don't want to talk about that stupid shit.
Oh, no. Just about the weather. Holy fuck. It just...
Yeah, frosty.
Man, it got hot and it's humid out here. Like,
it's sweaty balls weather.
Not even like... That's not a joke. Like, literally, your balls are nasty sweaty just at the end of the day.
This one kid had like... he was walking around like he's riding a horse because he had like rash.
The bow-legged motherfucker. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. Oh, man. Yeah, but we will have an international episode next week, most likely.
Yeah, most likely it'll be a good one.
And after that, we have a couple more maybe off schedule. But then after that, once we get to the beginning of September, we should be back on track, dropping them every Sundays, Saturdays for you people in the Western world. But
don't count on that.
We'll see how it goes. To all the black people are part of this thing. It's hard. It's amazing if we're ever on time, right? Oh, man. But yeah, fuck. In random updates, my buddy Robert, you guys might remember him from the show, built this gigantic fridge in his basement. And I looked it up and
is it for dead bodies?
What the fuck? Why would you waste time doing dead bodies? Like, why would you keep them? That's how you get caught.
Okay.
No, man. He made these two fucking giant fridges, and they're just full of craft beer. Like, that high-end shit that's, like, super strong.
I see.
Oh, dude, the amount of money he probably has in that shit, like, it was fucking amazing. But, yeah, I got sad because I missed that beer. Fucking so good. But all the work you got to do just to buy, like, a fucking four-pack and drop, like, 20 bones on that? I don't know. What's new with you? Any updates?
Not like
I haven't seen you for like the past every day for the past 2 weeks, but anything you'd like your adoring public to know?
Yeah, I shave my balls. Come on. That's about it.
Yeah, every guy does that. It's all good.
Do you use Nair on your balls?
No. Why would you use Nair on your balls? That shit would burn or something.
Are you sure?
No, I haven't. Have you?
No, but I'm wanting you to try it.
Why don't you fucking try it yourself? Oh, man. But so we had like a breakthrough today. Something that hasn't happened in a long time, almost like 2 years. We went to the gym together.
We were like procrastinating that shit all day.
Oh, dude, I had to go to work this morning. I put pictures up for you guys on Instagram of just this beautiful area that I had to go just work for a few hours at to help some students. And yeah, I finished at like 11. Sweating balls. I hit up Carl and he's like, hey, yo, let's go at 4.
Yeah, I got a headache, man.
Yeah, so I went home. I'm like, all right, I'll go eat some lunch and, you know, be healthy. I took my ass a nap. I got so fucking tired. I was like, yep, I took a shower, took a nap. And then at 3:30, I hit him up and he's like, let's make it 5 o'clock. I was like, all right.
That actually turned to 5:30.
Yeah, I went back to sleep, woke up. I got a fucking Charlie horse in the middle of my fucking nap. That felt fucking good. And then, yeah, I didn't leave my house till 5. I guess, dude, we are on fucking CPT time, man.
I told you, nothing is ever going to be on time with us. Nothing.
But this motherfucker worked out. Well, God, how long were we there? We were there for a good couple hours.
We were there for 33 minutes.
33 minutes minus 20 to get changed, so.
Yeah, we worked out for 10 minutes.
No, we worked out for fucking 2 hours. Don't let people think of that. But it was nuts because I'd been working out by myself since before and after the surgery, and you know, I thought I was doing good, but apparently, oh, dude, this fool took some fucking video of me doing my bench, and holy shit, I look like a little pigeon-chested kid trying to not drop the shit on his neck, and it was only like 115 pounds, right?
Yeah, but it's all right, man. You gotta start somewhere. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome just having someone to spot and stuff, deadlifting. We did full body today. I haven't done that in fucking years. I've been so used to doing chest, back, and legs separately, so that was exciting. We got to see our buddy who's, what's it called? He's going to be in the, what am I trying to say? He's going to compete in October.
Yeah, the show that we were supposed to do, that we lied about.
What? You lied on this podcast? What? Oh, let's mark it in the books. August 1st, the first live car.
Yep.
No, man, but he lost so much weight. I mean, he was fit before, but now it's just...
It's good, man. It's inspiring, man, watching like someone train like shit, man.
Yeah, he was talking about how he eats. He's over here giving me like tips and stuff, and he's like, all right, so what you got to do is you got to eat at least 2 chicken breasts per meal and, you know, 1-2 slices of rye bread and then vegetables and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah. And then, like, as he talked to me for, like, 5 minutes or 10 minutes about just what I should do, you know, diet-wise. And then he walks away and he's like, it's going to taste like shit, just so you know. You're not going to be happy, but you'll lose weight. And I was like, oh, fuck, don't tell me that.
It's good, though. I mean, it's good that he actually told you that.
I mean, but that's the hardest part, especially, fucking A, I hate. When I was young, I could do it. Now I'm so weak. Uber Eats, you fuckers.
Yeah.
I got tacos on call. I got sushi on call. Like, why would I want to eat sadness? But I'm gonna. I'm gonna do it because we want to be the Fukuoka Fit guys.
Don't count on that.
You're fucking bipolar every day. You're like, I'm gonna drop weight. I'm gonna go up to 150. I'm gonna drop weight.
So I was at 110 for a little while. And then I weighed myself today. I'm at 99. I'm like, motherfucker.
He was happy. Don't fucking listen to him. But no, this is a real promise that if we start actually losing weight and stuff, we will post all those shameful, embarrassing pictures of us right now, pretty much.
Day one photos. All the day one photos.
All the day ones. The 101 day one photos that we have. So we will post that on Instagram. But I might post it on those little things that get deleted after like 24 hours because I don't want to fucking remember that.
Why?
It's bad enough having everybody see all our shit and then, I don't know. Man, it's fucking embarrassing. Unless I get like a fucking 27 pack, like I'm just all muscle.
I guess you ain't never posting that photo.
No, I'm not saying, no, I'll post if I start cutting weight. So I'm still at 157 kilos, which is like 340, probably closer to 350 right now. And let's say if I drop 10 kilos, I'll post a pic. And then if I drop 20 kilos from that, I'll post another pic.
So if I chop off Anthony's arms, you get a pic. Got it.
Why the fuck trying to hurt me? But no, dude, it was so much fun. There was nobody there today. It was...
Actually, there was a lot of people there. Andrew was there, but no one that we didn't want to see. That's what he's saying.
God damn it. I was trying to be nice about it, but fuck it. Yep.
Tell the truth, bitch.
Anybody who fucking annoys us wasn't fucking there today.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice. We went there where like people were just said hello and just walked by. We got to do our fucking workouts and... It was nice to have someone spotting me and fucking giving me pointers again and shit. My deadlift, I can still do deadlift pretty well, but my form's still a little shit on that. My squat's shit, my bench is shit. Holy fuck, I'm getting depressed now. It's all right. We're going to keep this up. We're going to keep the momentum up and have all the stuff, you know, go great and all that good shit. But
yeah, that was like... Tonight.
He did. He bought like a giant thing. It's fucking huge.
Yeah.
Maybe we should.
$3.
It was $3 fucking dollars. 300 yen. We should probably post a picture of that.
It's fried in that oil that just makes you fatter.
But you worked for it. So instead of absorbing 100% of the fat, you absorb 99.5. It's all good.
I'm 99 today. I'll probably be back at
110 tomorrow.
It's all right.
That's all good. But moving on and all the random shit we've missed throughout the week or week and a half or however long it's been since we last talked. Fucking Vegas invaded by a fucking swarm of grasshoppers. They were showing them cleaning out the lights at the Circus and it was just dead bodies piled up on the inside. Like fucking end of day shit. You know, it was like, oh, dude, it was disgusting. I was like so happy I don't live there anymore. Because holy fuck, I've never seen that many grasshoppers in Vegas. And then there was a pizza company selling, like, grasshopper pizza.
You serious?
Yeah, they fucking fried them up and they were like, hey, here you go, special grasshopper. I'm like, fucking, no thanks. fucking random
as shit. People, that's going to be like the food of the future, right? Like, we're going to have to eat like grasshoppers and shit.
Well, there are places in America where they eat what? Locusts? And what's the difference between locusts and grasshoppers? Do you know? I don't know.
I think the spelling.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you. God damn it. I'm over here trying to have an in-depth conversation and get fucking baited.
No, I don't know.
But I mean, like, because locusts just go up and, like, fucking tear people's farms up and shit. And I remember seeing, like, years ago, I might have still been at Water at the time, but they just showed people, there were so many, they were just sweeping them with brooms and they were still alive. They were just trying to get them out the houses and shit like that. And so these motherfuckers are frying them up. They're just swapping them. He's like, you gonna eat our food? Well, we gonna fucking eat you because we gotta eat. And so
it's
like,
it's like the end of the world, you know, like Revelation.
Yeah, that's what you think. What are the other things? There's the swarm. Isn't there like blood rain or something shit? Yeah,
raining down penises or something.
Oh, God. It's what? What the fuck? Oh, God. Fucking, what's his name? What was the dude from Cam's name? God damn it. Your buddy. Your Filipino brother. Dean would love that. Dean would love that. For those who don't know, Dean is a guy who gets sexually harassed by Carl on multiple occasions.
Always.
But yeah, so the whole grasshopper thing was interesting because this weekend is EVO, the fighting game championships or tournament or whatever, like a bunch of different games going there, big money on the line. And so everybody's just talking about, you know, how it's the end of days. And they're like, oh, too many people play Smash Brothers because the motherfuckers don't know how to take a shower and stuff. So that's why the grasshoppers are there or whatever. But
that's all right. I mean, at least it wasn't like that body donation center. You heard about that?
Oh, shit. The where they had all the like cadavers and shit. Yeah, there was like
50 heads.
Yeah.
Like 300 arms and shit.
Yeah. What the fuck was that? Like were they selling that shit on the side?
I have no clue, man.
Yeah. There was just like one of the cops said he got like PTSD from like all the shit just... It was a body donation center and something shady was going on.
Yeah, just basically like murdered people, man.
Well, I mean, I think most of them died normally. It was just...
So what you say.
I mean, yeah, well, I know. It's 21 fucking pieces of people around. And
you died normally by stabbing.
No, very natural. What happened? He had a lead overdose.
Metal poisoning.
Yeah, you know, it's just nothing. He had to scratch his heart.
Nothing to see here.
No, nothing. It's all good, people.
There's only 50 heads in this barrel, but yeah. I mean, that's pretty crazy. And like... The more I look on the internet, the more I don't want to look on the internet. and now I don't even know, like, is it an Onion article? Is it a...
Fake news?
Yeah. Like, did you read that article about how, like, doctors have to tell women to stop sticking popsicles up their pussy? Did you hear about that?
I did not hear about that. What the fuck? You're reading, like, the Playboy forums. Like, what
No. This is real. Like, it's like doctors warning women to do not stick popsicles up your pussy. To keep cool in the summer. Like, I didn't know that. I put them on my asshole all the time.
Is that before or after? Like, what?
After I give them to you.
It's like, oh, I didn't know they had chocolate grape. Fuck you. Oh, that's so nasty. You could, Jesus yeah. Christ. No.
If it sounds like I'm like grown up a little bit, it's because I have a cold and I'm sick and I'm dying.
In the summer. Summer colds are the best, aren't they?
Yeah, it's fucking irritating.
God, yeah. No, the news is fucking random. I stopped looking because 2 days ago they showed a man, I think in Texas, a black dude getting pulled over, and the cop's like, you know, put your hands behind your back, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, wait, what am I being arrested for? He's like, I don't have to tell you that. And it was like a 2-minute video of this guy just like, the black dude like is just saying, I'll put my hands on my car and I'll wait. He's like, but call someone else because I ain't getting shot today. And so you're thinking, oh, okay, this video is going to end well. And then the other cop shows up and the fool just gets out of his car, walks up to them and just slams the dude in the neck, like just grabs him by the neck. And now these two are just wrestling him to the ground. And I'm like, oh, this is why I don't want to fucking see the news. It's just everyone's posting all the bullshit. Like,
well, that's what they like, though. Like, not like people, but
news companies, yeah, like
they
it gets clicks.
That trigger people because like that's where like all the comments come in and like interactions and stuff like that. So we just gotta trigger people, you faggots.
God damn it! Who's gonna interact with us? They interact with us in person anyway. That just means we're gonna get fucking chopped in the neck. It's like, hey guys, chop! You know, fuck that. No, but so that's why I stick over to the nerdy news. They had
So did you buy that girl's water? You did, didn't you?
What water? What are you talking about?
Delphine's water, the bath water, the one you've been talking about for the past
Oh, God, the fucking Twitch streamer. Why the fuck would I want some old nasty bitches?
Like nerdy stuff. That's nerdy.
That's not. No. Buying some fucking, you know, 20-year-old bath water is just fucking stupid. What the fuck are you going to do with it? Like, there's nothing.
There was a meme about the guy who said, "Oh, I bought the bath, Delphine's bathwater. Taste this thing." He died next day.
No, fuck that. No, I was thinking more of that stupid ass game Fortnite had like a big ass tournament.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and the winner was like some 16-year-old high school kid, and fucking, it was like they said. I think they said like 40,000 people because you know it's a big group game, and. Homie won $3 million.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, his parents were like, "Oh yeah, he plays 8 to 10 hours every day."
Oh, good for that.
No, it's not. That's such a shitty game. Why the fuck?
Why are you hating so much on the game?
Because it's shit, dude. Why do people just like mainstream shit? Play good fucking shit. God damn it.
Yeah, Pitfall.
Oh man. So
Karate Champ. Have you played that game, anyone? Karate Champ is the shit.
For the Nintendo, yes, some of us have probably played it before.
With the double joysticks, oh, I love that game.
It's a shit game too now. But no, fucking Nintendo just announced a Japan exclusive Disney Switch. So my cousin in the States, my cousin Angie, she was like, "Buy this for me." And I'm like, "Who the fuck are you? I ain't buying you shit." Fucking $300 system for somebody who I haven't talked to in like years. Be like, fuck that. It's literally just look like a sticker on a regular Switch. It looks stupid, but my cousin wants it, so I might buy it and just give it to somebody else just to piss her off, because that's the kind of man I am.
Do it.
Oh, man. And then some big drama was coming up with Google's new system. So Google's new system is supposed to be like a streaming system. Mm-hmm. So everyone assumed it was going to be like Netflix. I think we talked about it before. You pay a flat fee, and you just get to stream all the games you want, right? Well... Excuse me. It turns out it's worse than that. So you have to pay for the system. And I think they're saying it was going to cost like $600 or so for like the base version. And then there's different versions. And then you have to pay for the online plan. And then after you pay for all that, you still got to buy the fucking games. So I got to pay for the system. I have to pay for Google's online. And then I have to pay the company for the games. And you don't have a physical version of the game. You're not downloading the game. You're streaming it. So what happens if there's a blackout or... they stop supplying the games. They're like, "You're fucked." And they're like, I'm like, "Google, how do you think you're going to win against people who have this thing, you know, called physical games or downloading and shit?" But yeah, right now the gaming, I don't know what the fuck we call it, just nerds out there just like, fuck, it's stupid. It seems like a waste of money.
I like it.
Yeah. What's it called?
The Google thing.
Yeah, what's the system's actual name? I just said it like 6 seconds ago. You like it, so what's it called?
The Lanyard.
Yeah, fuck you. See, you don't like shit.
I just like things you don't like.
Fortnite and Google. God damn it. But I guess we should be more like adults and stop talking about nerdy shit. So let's move on to the Democratic debate that neither of us watched, I could say. I saw the highlights.
Yeah. I'm all for Andy Yang. That's what I'm voting for.
Yeah, you just want that free fucking $12K a year, right?
I don't know. That's not even enough to wash my dick.
Oh, so you would turn away $12K. That's what you're saying. You'll just donate it back to the...
Yeah, I'll give it back to people that need it.
Mm-hmm. Through purchasing bullshit. Yeah, don't fucking lie to me.
The economy.
But yeah, so those of you who watched the circus that is the American political system, they had the second Democratic debate, and I just saw a clip of Elizabeth Warren like just KOing just some random dude who just doesn't need to be up there. John Delaney, I think his name is. And he was up there and he was like, "We can't just keep spending. We can't just keep doing this. We can't." And she was like, "Why do people decide to run for president and come onto a debate to talk about shit they can't do?" I mean, she didn't say it like that. I'm paraphrasing. But it was just like a fucking KO punch. Like everybody was like, "Oh, damn, just get the fuck off the stage." You know, just. But she had a point. Like, you're supposed to be coming up with your ideas. How are you going to make things better? And they're like, "We can't do this. We can't do that." And it's like, well, that's not a fucking answer, you know? So I thought that was kind of interesting. But the debates, there's just too many people. Like everyone had, I think, like a minute or 15. Like it was like 50 seconds or a minute. Just not enough time to say, how much policy can you talk about in 15 seconds? Like exactly. Do you even know? Like what can you talk about in 15 seconds? And CNN was asking very leading questions. Like, they were like, so Carl, we heard that you don't like your wife. Care to comment on that right now?
Sure.
Yeah, and it was just, it would do, they were doing shit like that. They were like, oh, Bernie Sanders, did you know that John Delaney thought that your feet stink? It was just, I mean, it was more about policy, but I forgot all the, I forgot everything I heard. But yeah,
we don't really know what we're talking about. So
hey, we looked it up. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I just don't remember all the info, all right?
Don't worry. We don't know what we're talking about.
God damn it. This is why we're going to, this podcast is going to be over by like fucking September. Watch. No, it was, it's just like, isn't it kind of fucked up to be like, you guys have this little bit of amount of time to talk and get your point across, but also we going to start some shit. You know, hey, homeboy over here said that your policy was fucking stupid. What do you think? You know, homeboy over here said that you shouldn't be even on the fucking stage. How do you feel about that? So, I don't know. I thought it was kind of shitty. Like, it's making it, it's, I mean, it's good for ratings. Like, that's all it is. It's not helping the, what's it called? The actual, fuck, oh, my English. It's not happening. It's not helping just, fuck you. Fuck you in that mammogram bullshit. Fuck you. God damn it. It's not helping the politics at all. It's just fucking stupid. And, oh, the UK guy. Oh, God, what was his name? Boris something. Hold on. The guy, the Brexit fool, the guy who's like the British Trump. God, I can't believe I forgot his name. Hold on. I'm going to get it. Like, and apparently, like, this fool, Boris Johnson. See, I knew it was Boris something. Like, that sounds like a bad guy's name. I was watching a story on him, and holy shit, like, that guy purposely dresses like a fool, purposely fucks up his hair because it takes away from whatever he says. Like, it's some genius level shit. You know, so they were like, he can't really be like Trump. He's fucking just, Trump just keeps it too real about dumb shit. And this guy's just, he says fucked up shit and stupid shit, and then he's like, hey, but look, my hair is fucked up, so now you guys can't concentrate on what the fuck I'm talking about. And it was pretty impressive, like, all the shit. But he was a big supporter of Brexit, so he has until October to finalize some sort of plan for Brexit. And they said if they can't come to an agreement or something, it might hurt the world's economy just with the, what's it called? The backlash. Is that the word I'm working for? Fuck. Oh, I hate English.
That's all right. We really don't know what we're talking about.
God damn it. Oh, shit. So, in more random shit, while we were out at those camps, I met a dude from Merced, military dude, all tatted up Mexican dude. It was like, out of all the places to meet somebody from Merced, for those of you who don't know, that's like where my home is, my hometown in the countryside of California. Shout outs to everybody out there, Winton Merced.
With something.
To the six of you that actually listen. But yeah, homeboy was there and he was with a baby and there was some weird woman with him. I don't know. But yeah, it's God damn it, motherfucker. God damn it, stop. It was fucking weird though.
Hey man, how you doing? Hey,
look at
that girl.
Oh God. But no, it was strange, like, just meeting somebody who's lived where you've grown up and, like, you know nothing about him because that place isn't that fucking big. But he seemed like a good L. He's a decent dude.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's all right.
Yeah, his chick's kind of weird, though. So, oh, man. Andy Ruiz. So he's been doing interviews after his fight, like, recently. And I didn't know. Well, I mean, I guess I kind of had an idea, but the world of boxing is fucking pretty tough. Yeah. Like, so fighters are, they're signed to like a gym or like a coach or something. Like, they have a contract with, I think.
There's a lot of deals going on, like federations and promoters. And
yeah, so maybe like a manager or something. But apparently for Ruiz to even get that championship bout, he had to break a contract, which means paying out of pocket. And he was talking about how before that fight, he couldn't get any fights because boxers just don't want to fight no-name people.
Well, he's a good no-name person. But like, there's no benefit to him like fighting him because like, if you lose,
you lost to a no-name. Yeah. It's just like, well, what did he beat? Johnson? No. What was that guy's name?
Anthony Joshua.
So yeah, but that's kind of like what happened to him. Like, Ruiz has become somebody because he beat Anthony Joshua now.
Yeah. Well,
Even though he was good before.
Yeah, luckily someone got injured and he got the chance to actually take that fight, you know?
Yeah. So
he had to pay out of his contract to get the chance to fight.
But I mean, like, so they said that the people, like, in the boxing world, he was known to be, like, a really good fighter.
And yeah, he's got good hands, man.
Yeah, and they...
He's actually a super skilled fighter. He just doesn't look the part.
Yeah, and he even mentioned it. He's like, yeah, I could lose weight and, you know, be a lot more lean, but he was like, but it was nice to beat somebody, you know, looking like this and with all his speed and technique. But between his last fight and the fight with Anthony Joshua, he only took like a week and a half off, he said, before he went back into training. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Because some fighters take months.
That fight was actually pretty interesting because, like, if you watched it, it looked like Joshua was going to steamroll him. Ruiz got knocked down.
Yeah.
And then, like, he just said, fuck this shit. And then put it on him, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what he said. He was like, you know, that fool landed a hard one on me, but he was like, I just shook it off. And I'm like, fuck, is it that easy? And then, you know, he just went in fucking... won the belt. So I mean, he's talking about his newfound fame and like how people come up to him and when he's in the drive-thru or in the supermarket and shit, and you know, and just how he's inspired the world of fat people, like, yeah, people are not afraid to take their shirts off at the beach right now.
Yep. Even there's like these fat person fanny packs, you know, so even like skinny people can look like they're fat.
Oh,
when God. I get my abs, I'm gonna sport that fat.
Oh God, is that gonna be the new trend? Like man buns and like fake fat and shit.
Yeah, it's awesome, man.
I don't know, man. It's a fucking, you're putting a lot on the line.
Hell like, yeah, fucking. Did you hear about those two boxers who died? Like
the Hugo Santillan or something like that.
And then a week before him, like Eduardo
Javier
Abreu.
Yeah,
he died from after the ring injuries, right? So like, you know.
Well, it's like all, it's everything too, like all the cutting, like because you're cutting when they cut, they're just losing water weight, right? Yeah. And so, like the water, or like in your organs, like it helps them stay healthy and.
Yeah, well, a lot of the water gets drained out of your brain, right? So, like, I think that's what they were saying. Like, Anthony Joshua got knocked out at training camp, and he didn't tell anyone. So
no shit.
Yeah, so that's why he had like he didn't look the way he's supposed to look, or he didn't perform the way he's supposed to perform. So I don't know, we'll see. I'm really intrigued about the rematch, and we're gonna see what's gonna go down, you know.
But isn't that amazing, because Anthony Joshua looked like a fucking like specimen with
he's a specimen.
Yeah, he had no body fat. He like, if you saw that fool on the street, you'd be like, nope, fuck it, I'm walking away, you know, I ain't starting no shit. But UFC has those same kind of issues, right? Because, I mean, I know they got more doctors and stuff on staff, but...
No, any sport that has weight cutting is going to have some problems.
Yeah, because we were talking about that, I think, 2 weeks ago with the cyborg chick when she was cutting and, you know, just...
Yeah, she just fought this week, too. She won fight of the night. Pretty good fight.
Yeah, well, shit, fucking... fuck, I used to want to, like, try, like, boxing workouts, but fuck all that shit. Like, if I got to cut and... you know, die.
You don't have to cut weight.
I'm not going to compete. Dude, but that sucks. The fucking two guys, they didn't die in the ring, right?
No.
Yeah.
It's fucking... not like Rocky. He dies.
Was it Ivan Drago? What the fuck is it? Oh, fucking and Apollo. Oh, I still got to watch Creed 2. Fuck, I haven't. That movie came out like 6 months ago.
Yeah, I got to get that too. Figure it out, man.
Oh, there was an update in that Kyoto anime fire.
That was some pretty fucked up shit, though.
Yeah, there hasn't been any update on like what's going on with the arson, but they did say they were able to salvage everything on the servers. So that was like a big worry, because the company's whole future project, past projects, everything were
all on the computers.
Yeah.
So that's good that they had a backup and they were able to do that.
Yeah, they said, well, because they assumed they were just going to be destroyed because of how the firemen were going through and, you know, getting rid of, just putting out the fire. But somehow they got experts in and just to, like, forensically get all the data back. So they have 100% of their stuff. So, you know, congrats to them and all their nerds and people out there. One of the governors out there was like... They compared anime to like drugs. They're like, it's a bane on society, and it's and it was kind of funny. Like, Japanese people get, you know, hyped up about weird shit too.
Yeah, I mean, Japan is interesting. Like, there's I think they're just starting to realize that there's fucking a shit ton of mental illness and shit, so they're starting to pay attention and stuff. So
yeah, it does feel like it's 10 years behind a lot of stuff that
more than 10. But, did you hear about that Daiso thing?
What happened to Daiso?
So this dude just he was on the second floor of a Daiso in Tokyo, and he saw this lady and just took something from the shelf, an owl from the shelf, and fucking stabbed her on the neck. And he goes down to tell the staff, "Oh, I just killed someone."
Holy shit!
And he said, "I just killed someone because I felt like I wanted to kill someone, and she was there."
Holy fuck!
And then so like three of the guys restrained him, and they called the cops, and the cops came. She's all right though, but anyway.
There was a teacher out in Tokyo, I want to say, but this guy apparently taught at an all-girls school and told all his students to blindfold themselves, and apparently he took off his pants, and one of the girls was peeking, and she told her parents, and like the dude got fired. And it was like, the weirdest thing is when people do shit like that, like in Japan, they get an answer from the person. He was like, "I just broke up with my girl and things have been really bad, and I just was having fun. I wasn't going to do anything." And it's like, what the fuck? How did you get from being dumped by a chick to exposing yourself to elementary school kids like while they're blindfolded? It was supposed to be a game where they blind themselves and touch something and guess what it is. Mm. And so I was like, it's lucky that it never made it past the, you know, to the touching part. But it's like, fucking A, man. Like, just people need to find a different way to just relax and vent and shit like that.
So do you think like VR could be a good world for these people?
VR is a double-edged sword. Like, it'll be good for people who got like those weird fetishes and shit, but this country's having a problem with just people meeting and making babies anyway, right? So you're giving them more of a way to stay away from each other. So
I mean, you think a lot of people are going to be into that VR stuff? Like, so the problem that I have is like, if you give people the chance to kill people, you know, like in a game world and stuff like that, and then they can't distinguish between reality and fantasy, then I think there could be potentially like more problems, you know?
I mean, there's already stuff like that going on. That is a mental disability. Like, some people who can't, like you said, tell fantasy from reality. But I see just the number of shut-ins, like hikikomori kids, going just up dramatically. Especially when they start like getting like sex dolls and shit and like hooked up to that shit. Like, you know, we're going to... A lot of the world's population will probably drop. Just, you could have whatever you want through the internet.
So this is a solution.
Yeah, we'll solve global warming by just not having any kids anymore.
Yeah, I mean, there's too many people in the world, so I mean, it might be a good thing.
Everybody wants to go to Mars anyway. But anyway, before we finish up, God, I've been trying to talk about this for like 2-3 weeks, and I keep forgetting. I tell you guys like how when I'm going out and shit like that, everybody wants to fucking give me advice for hauling their chicks right. And so at the camp, our buddy Patrick, he was like, "People are trying to live vicariously through you." And I'm like, nah, that ain't it. Because if you're trying to live vicariously through someone, you want to hear their exploits and all the shit they do, right? These motherfuckers are cock blocking, and not the people at the camp, but you know, people always talking to me and shit. And oh my God, it's so fucking annoying. The British friends I hang out with, like those guys, those motherfuckers are nothing but a fucking liability.
You know? I still don't understand why you hang out with them.
Neither do I. No, I mean, like, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing. I got a date tomorrow, so hopefully that'll go good.
Man, people know, like, when Carl stops talking, just don't talk to him. Just, everyone's all talking at night, and I go, "Get let
out." Well, see, like, at the camps, when we have, like, the little, like, hangout time after, like, that's just mad fun. But when I'm going out, like, to clubs and shit, and motherfuckers are over there like, "Oh, all you gotta do is just go smack a bitch in the face." And it's like, That's not gonna work. That's assault. And like, no, you just gotta smile when you do it. And I'm like, oh, you guys are fucking worthless. That's why you gotta choose your hunting crew very, very wisely. You gotta have people who can play off you and shit like that and won't fuck up the situation.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully I'll have some interesting story for y'all in 2 days or whatever, 3 days when we're supposed to record this next one. We'll see. I think we might be able to do it on time. Maybe.
Don't count on it.
Either way, we love you all.
You guys are all lucky you're getting an episode.
So fucking appreciate it. Nah, you guys have a good one. We'll holler at you all when we do it. Peace.